Which it says on the top of Daf Membez and Madalf, that a Madar Nami Chaper Lefnei Shvius, if you aser Paris on your friend before Shvius, in a yard of the Sesadeo, in a Eichom and Anaitis, so he's not allowed to be Nana from those Paris during Shvita, with a Shvius, in a yard of the Sesadeo, in a Eichom and Anaitis. But on Shvita, he cannot go into the field, but he could be Eichom Min Hanaitis. And the way the Gemara comes out, at least according to one Mandamar, is that we're talking about a case that if you make a neder, you aser your peres on your friend before Shemitah, the neder was made before Shemitah, so that neder will be chal, even when Shemitah comes, even though now Shemitah came and the peres no longer in your Rishos, they're hefker, but the iser that you made before Shemitah will continue during Shemitah, because Adam iser davashu b'shusai, likushetz and b'shusai, you could aser something which you have bilus over now, even, and once that iser is chal, that iser will remain even though it leaves your Rishos, and therefore that iser will remain even though now during Shemitah those peres became hefker. But on Shemitah itself, you can't aser it. During Shemitah, you don't have the kach to aser those pears because at that point, they're already out of your rishus, they're hefker, and you can't aser davar shein b'rishusa. But al kopanim, before Shemitah, you can make the iser now. Now the pears are considered b'rishusa, you own them, you have bailus over them, you can aser them now. And once this is chal now, it will remain during Shemitah as well. Now, l'chari, the Gemara is a pella. This kash is asked by the stipler in, over here in Simon Chavches. He asks like this. He says, what's the pshat? How can you aser pears that before Shemitah, because right now they're Bishusa, and therefore the Issel will remain even after Shemitah, L'chair, now before Shemitah, those pears are not here yet, they're not Ba'ilim, I don't have Rishus of them, I don't own them, the pears they weren't produced yet. When did these pears come to Ilam? They come to Ilam during Shemitah. During Shemitah, they right away become Hefker. So there's never a time when these pears are Ba'ilim and Bishusi that I can make an Issel on them now and say the Issel will remain later on. There is no Issel, there is no pears Ba'ilim now that I have Rishus over. The whole pears only come la'ilam during Shemitah, and at that point it's too late, it's not Bershusi, it's Hefker, and I shouldn't be able to aser them. So what's the pshat? The Gemara says, I can aser these pears before Shemitah, because now they're Bershusi, they're not Bershusi yet at this point at all. And the stipler says that l'chari, you have to say, the pshat the Gemara is that this over here is not being chal on the pears, but it's really being chal on the karka and on the tree. I'm not asking the pears per se, that there are no pears over here, but I could put an iser on the karka, or I could put an iser on the dekel, and say I'm asering this dekel on al chaveri. The dekel now is aser ba'ana, and once the dekel is aser ba'ana, the din is that the pears that come out of it will be aser as well, like the Gemara says later on Daf Nun Zayin, that if you aser a tree, the gidulim of the tree will be aser. So I'm asering the dekel is ba'ilam, the dekel is b'shusi, that iser is chal now. Once that iser is chal now, that iser will remain even during Shemitah, because I can aser davar shibishusi even when it's yetzer mirshusi. That is a chayav ha'if to l'mshan l'gemara. But the problem is, if that's the case, then it doesn't make any sense, because then you should be able to aser that during Shemitah as well. So before in the Gemara, I can only make this iser before Shemitah, because before Shemitah, it's not yet out of my rishus. Mashenken during Shemitah, it's already hefker, I can't aser it al chaveri. But that makes sense if you're talking about the pears. But if you're talking about the dekel is b'rishus even during Shemitah. You don't lose the tree during Shemitah. The tree doesn't become hefker. It's only the pears that become hefker. You still own your karka. You still own the tree. And remela fitzir, you should be able to make that iser even during Shemitah. Right? He says, that's the davar pasha. We never find that the ground itself becomes hefker. The trees become hefker. You own your karka. You own your trees. It's just that anyone could walk in and take the pears. But vibalt, you own the trees during Shemitah. And the iser is working. We didn't dekel that is also, and then the gedulim are also, so I should be able to do that even during Shemitah, because I own the tree even during Shemitah. But the fact that we say that you can't do it during Shemitah, sounds like the neder is going on the pears, not on the tree, but if it's going on the pears, then how could I do it before? L'chad, they're not ba'ilam, they're not b'rishusi. So what's the pshat in that? So the stipler says, well, the chiddush, he wants to say like this. The amount of the pshat is that the iser is going on the tree. You're asking the dekel, and the male of the pears are also, and didn't gedulim, like you wanted to say before. Aye, so what's the pshat? Why can't I do that? Why can't you do that during Shemitah if you own the dekel during Shemitah? So Zach the Snipler, that it's true that during Shemitah you own the karka, and it's true that you own the dekel. But that's only the physical karka and the physical dekel. But the koyach ha-tzmicha and the koyach ha-gidol, that koyach of growth that comes out of the dekel and the pears, that you don't own. That taka is hefker. It's not just the pears that are hefker, but the koyach ha-tzmicha, the koyach of growth within the dekel and the karka, that is also something that you lose during Shemitah, and that becomes hefker lakol. So he says it's sort of kene, like when you're machnet to someone, dekel a pereso. I'm selling you my dekel for the peres. So I own the gufa dekel, you own the peres, but you have a kinyan in the dekel for the peres. So he says during Shemitah, that's really what happens, that I own the ikur, gufa kark in the dekel, but the everyone else owns the dekel for the peres. It's like the hefker is that the Torah is giving the dekel a pereso to everyone. So they don't just own the peres, but they have a kinyan in the kark, like out of the peres. In the actual dekel, they don't own that. They can't go chop down a tree and take it. About it's your tree. But ad kama that there's a kinyan in the dekel for the peres, they have right to take the peres. Like out of that, they do own Dakel, they have a certain kin in it, and Vibalt, they own it. Like, how about that? Vibalt, that chelik is hefker. I don't have a right. I don't own my dakel enough to ask the peres to come out of it, because that kaya chatzmicha is mufker on shvius as well. So, Mimela is like this night, but that's Rosh Hashanah Gemara, that the before Shemitah, you could be mafker, you could aser bahana the dakel because you own it. Once you aser bahana, Mimela, everything that grows out of it will become aser during Shemitah as well. But during Shemitah, you can't even aser the dakel, because during Shemitah, that kaya chatzmicha in the dakel, which is what's necessary to own in order to aser the peres, becomes hefker. It's not yours. And that's it during Shemitah, the iser won't be chal, but before Shemitah, the iser would be chal.